Yesterday was the second day of that. Second night of Muharram. On the second day of Muharram, Hussein's caravan reached Karbala. Thousands of Yazid soldiers were already there, having arrived long before the Imam. The small tribe living in Karbala gathered around Hussein's caravan. Imam Hussein informed about the price of the land in Karbala. He then bought the entire land. Then he first spoke to the menfolk of the tribe. O menfolk of Karbala, we have not come here to fight. Yazid soldiers will fight with us and we will be killed. They will not bury our bodies and our bodies will be left on the wild animals of the desert. I request a favor from you. Please bury our bodies. Imam Hussein then turned to the womenfolk of the tribe. Ladies of Karbala, your menfolk, out of fear of Yazid's soldiers, might not bury our bodies. Ladies, when your men are working in the fields, please come out of your horses and bury our bodies. Somehow Imam Hussein did not feel the men nor the women would carry out his request. Sadly, he turned to the children who gathered and spoke gently to them. Children, if your father or mother are unable to bury us, I beg you to throw a fistful of sand over our bodies while you are playing in the fields. That way, children, our bodies will slowly get buried. Then he turned to everyone who had gathered around and spoke again. My second request to you all is to look after the people who will carry, who will come to visit our graves after our death. They will be my guests, so please look after them and feed them for 3 days. Imam then ordered the tents to be pitched by the river. It was very hot in Karbala and in Sikh, and the supply of water was absolutely intentional for survival. Abbas, the commander of Hussein's army, with his men, started to pitch the tents by the river. The commanders of Yazid's army ordered their men to pull out Hussein's tents. They stopped Hussein's tents from being pitched by the river. Abbas came very angry. He pulled out his sword and wanted to kill the enemies. Abbas, the lion son of Ali, was like his father. He was very brave and strong. The enemies feared him. If he wanted the tents to be pitched by the river, then Yazid's men would, even though in thousands, would not be able to stop him. Hussein saw what was happening and quickly intervened. He knew his brother's temper and strength. Abbas, my brother, Abbas, put your sword back. Abbas, we have not come here to fight. Later on, people will think that we started the battle for the water. Abbas, my brother Abbas, calm down. Put your sword back. Let us move away from here. We will put our tents elsewhere. Abbas considered his brother to be his master and always obeyed his commands. He put his sword back and ordered his men to pitch their tents away from the river. This was the second day of Muharram. As nights and days passed by, the scene in Karbala changed. Day by day, Yazid's army increased in numbers. Nearly 20,000 of Yazid's soldiers surrounded Hussein's tent. Why so many to fight? No more than 72 men in Hussein's army. Despite having so many men in Yazid's army, his commanders were so worried about, because the 72 men in Hussein's army were so no ordinary men. They were brave, faithful, and did not fear death. Yazid's soldiers knew this and therefore thought of a way of weakening Hussein's army. On the 7th Muharram, Yazid's commanders ordered their men to stop water from reaching Hussein's tents. There were many ladies and children with Hussein, and they suffered a lot without water and food. For 3 days, one could hear children crying for water. Al-Atash, Al-Atash, Al-Atash. Water, water, water. Thirst, thirst, thirst. Abbas could hear this. He could hear his beloved Sakina crying for water. Abbas loved Sakina dearly and always got her anything she wanted. Every time Abbas heard Sakina crying for water, he shook his grief. Abbas, poor Abbas, could not bear to hear Sakina crying. Al-Atash, Al-Atash, Al-Atash. Echoed through the land of Karbala for 3 days and nights. Many little children died from thirst and hunger. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi rajoon.
Allahumma salli.